Powered by Riverside.
Hey, yo, what's up? And welcome back to All Talk No Chaser. You guys, it's been like, what, 2-3 months that we have been out of your listening ears. And I don't know about y'all, but my ears have been burning, which means that you guys are needing us and wanting us back. And we are back. We are here for you. Sebi C, say what's up to the people, because it's been so long.
Hello, dear gentle listener. No, just kidding. Okay, but I do love Bridgerton. Anyways, I miss y'all. Okay, miss you. All right.
Oh my God, it's been so much going on. Just, you know, I feel like I'm saying this over and over and over, but y'all already know what I'm about to say. Life has been lifey. I mean, it just definitely has. I hate to have been off the radio waves or the Spotify waves, the Amazon Music waves so long. But I mean, I want to say it was at least a good 2-3 months ago. I had a mental crisis that I might get into on another episode. I had to get a new computer because the computer I had just was not recording the way we needed it to record. I mean, and it was just, It was a lot going on, but we are happy to be back. Sammy C, how have you been over these 2-3 months of time that we have been gone?
Honestly, I mean, for me, it wasn't like the same effect as Julia, but for me, it was majorly just a scheduling issue. Like literally, like, and not at my fault. The ridiculous job I work for keeps changing my schedule, which kept changing it for us. And I was like, yo, I said, this is crazy. Every time we would make a day, they would change my days. And then we would have to change a day. It just kept getting crazier and crazier.
Yeah. But you know, we here, we're back. We're back in your listening ears and we're excited to be back. And I don't know how much I can say, like, this platform has definitely been therapeutic for me. So it's not just something that I'm doing just, you know, to be on here, just to be heard, but also for me, it's therapeutic. And you guys are like my therapist, but not my therapist, except for you guys don't talk back. I do all the talking. Well, me and Sam do all the talking. Which in my world, that's perfect. Because then it's like,
oh my God. Okay, y'all, the full-fledged Sagittarius is coming out.
Oh, the Sagittarius is Sagittarian. And I'm just happy to be back. Like, I'm so excited to be back. But with that being said, these has been like a crazy, well, not crazy, but very entertaining, very Black girl magic, very Olympian type of last, what, 2 weeks. And just, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I've never been so proud to be a Black American as I have been while these Olympic Games has been going on. Sammy C, what's your feeling about what's going on? You feel the
same?
Well,
okay. So I'm an Olympic gymnast fan person from way back, okay?
She's Dominic Dawes, girl.
Yes,
she's Dominic Dawes, okay.
Honey. You know it. That's yes. What I was doing with it.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
just
people
Dominic
don't
Dawes,
understand.
But not that time when she did the Dougie and looked at like a fucking fool. We're not going to count that time. But other than that.
Okay, I wasn't even talking about that, okay? I was just literally talking about literally Dominic Dawes and basically the beginning of what kind of catapulted U.S. gymnastics to the next level. Because let's just be honest, it started with that team. And from that team on, people like, I really want to say, I don't know no other sport where the women's portion is way much more watched than the men's. And with gymnastics, it's like that. The women's is way much more watched than the men's. And so that's why I think it's just so exciting when you're a woman and then when you're a Black person and you see that representation.
Even with the running, even with the track, like the track and field, like, oh God. I think think what made this Olympic, these Olympics more like more special, it was so many Black, like gold winning medalists. Like, I don't, I can't, do you remember a time that we had that much representation in the Olympics?
No, but you know what else to me made this Olympic special? Not only was it so much Black representation, it was so many Black comeback stories in this Olympics. Because Sha'Carri with her comeback story.
Yes.
You know, Simone Biles with her comeback story. Yes. Jordan Childs, who really likes, you know, she has kind of been, you know, outcasted for a really long time, but then she said, hold on, let me go get with my sister Biles, and they both now was on the stage. Yes. Like, you know what I mean? It was just so many comeback stories, I think, that just made this one just like, ooh, it's hitting.
I just want to give them a round of applause real quick. Can we just give them a round of applause, please?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Congrats, congrats.
It was really a beautiful thing to see and to watch. Like, even with now I have Biles. Why I forget her name? Simone. Like, how she was talking about how she had her mental thing going on and how she, like, came back from that, got the help that she needed. And I love that she made it clear, like, hey, look, I got help. Yes, I had a mental issue going on, but look at me. Look at me now. I bounced back. I got the help that I needed, and now look at me. I'm winning gold. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's so important for little Black and brown girls to see. Like, hey, it's okay to say, hey, I need help. Get the help and then come back and be a fucking champion.
Also, what was amazing, because I don't know if anybody watched her documentary that was on Netflix. It's very good. You should watch it.
Really? Okay.
It was, the thing was about Simone that also made this very triumphant, because the whole reason, because you know, at first she did not even want to come back because one, she was scared. She was scared. This was scary. Like, you know, people were talking a lot of talk, were, you know, saying ill things about her from, like, that 2020 Olympics. And they were like, oh, she just quit. Oh, she did all these things. And the thing was, though, the what I loved about the background in her documentary was she added other Olympians in there that said, you know, Simone was the first one that put 10 toes down on her boundaries. And they were like, some of them was like, she chose her life, because they were like, the situation that she's having, if she would have continued, it could have possibly cost her life, because it's dangerous.
Wow.
It's dangerous. And like, so the thing was like, so not only is it just amazing that she chose to be triumphant, it's amazing that she chose to do this, to say, I'm doing 10 toes down and I'm putting my mental health first.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So it was definitely amazing.
That's so important. Like, and I know we done had plenty of episodes where we talk about mental health and things like that, but like, to see it on that type of platform, like, as far as like her actually talking about it and putting it out there, like, it, that was really, 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 I felt inspired. You know what I mean? Cause like I said,
extremely
earlier on, in the months earlier on, part of the reason why we didn't really do any, I'll talk no chasers, because I have my own mental breakdown going on. And, you know, a lot of my friends and family didn't know about it, because, you know, it's not something that you want to talk about. Like, hey, y'all, you know, I'm having panic attacks and anxiety attacks. You guys want to know about it? Like, that's not something that you really, like, you know, put out there and want to talk about and explain to people. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, but to see her talk about it and say, hey, this is what I did. This is what I have to, this is what I did to get through and to come back and be a freaking champion. Like, come on. Like, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, it was just, it was beautiful to see. I mean, and that girl is amazing.
Oh, she's amazing. I mean, she's amazing. What does she have, like, 7 moves named after her or something?
Oh my God, the only she has done, the only she can do.
It's like, it's amazing. Like, it's amazing. Oh,
then you wonder why they hate us so much, because we're
Oh my God. And then you know what aggravated me? Oh my God. Every time somebody brought up something about that girl hair, I said, if you don't sit your butt down.
She said, I'm not worried about my edges being laid. I'm worried about getting gold medals. Okay.
Come on.
I'm getting gold medals. I ain't worried about my hair being laid. Right. My sleeves being laid. God. I'm getting gold medals. Like, stop that. It was everything. Like, that was
okay. You know what? There is something I want to touch on with this Olympics, because I think it's some stuff that people don't understand. And this has to do with Jordan.
Oh.
So we all know, we had it where the full podium was Black Girl Magic at one point.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Yes,
and
yes.
This was for the floor routine, I believe. Yes, it was for the floor routine. And then Jordan got knocked off. Okay. Yeah. So she got stripped.
Bronze,
a lot of people
correct.
Did not understand. They were like, well, if she didn't earn the point, then she didn't earn the point. So I want to explain this. That's not how it works.
Mm.
So in gymnastics, right, they have things where you could do where you could challenge, which is kind of similar in other sports where they like call a foul. But you know how in other sports, when you call a foul, it's basically against another team. In gymnastics, when you call a challenge, it's for your team to get a better point, okay? So this particular time, what happened was Jordan, they don't have refs, so Jordan's coach called a challenge to get her the extra point. She did earn that extra point or whatever it is. It's like whatever it is. So she went to a 13.766, right? That's her score, right? So which caused her to get the bronze. The other team... right. So the other team, I forget who they are. I forgot. They're Romania, something like that. Some European team. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They challenged. They're not challenging her score. The score she got was correct. What they challenged was the fact that they said the coach took 9 seconds too long to do the challenge.
What?
Yes. So that's why when people don't understand the upheaval of why people are really upset, this is why they're upset. They're not people ain't upset because people wouldn't have been upset if she didn't deserve that score. No, she deserved that score. That was supposed to be her score. That was supposed to be the score she got. They challenged the fact that her coach didn't challenge it in time enough. I want to say it was like 9 seconds. Like you're supposed to do it like, I don't know, 45 seconds or something like that. And she did it at like 54 seconds.
Wow, they hate us that much.
Yes, so this is why now, that's why I wanted to clear that up to be like, no, that girl deserved that score. They tripped over 9 damn seconds.
Wow. And you know what they hated the most is that, because if, correct me if I'm wrong, this is when it was that, what's that girl named, that tall, light-skinned girl, she got
from Brazil, correct?
Yeah, from Brazil, and then Biles had got silver,
and then Jordan had gotten the bronze. Yes,
and they turned and reverenced the girl from Brazil, bowed down to her because she was so good. So, is that the one that we? That's the one they shot. And you know that pissed them off even more.
I'm sure
that
it did.
Pissed them off even fucking more.
I think what really pissed them off is because they was all for each other.
Yes.
They was all for the Black girl joy, however it was. Like, you know what I mean? They were for it no matter what. So like that's literally. So I'm just like, dude, I was
Thank you for explaining that because I had no idea.
Yeah.
I wasn't even sure. I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't even try to research it. Let's keep it real. I didn't even try to research this. because you know, let me you know why though, honestly, because I just wasn't surprised. I was like, well, of course, you have 3 Black women, gold, silver, and bronze. They up there. Of course, there's going to be, somebody's going to draw issues. Someone's going to draw, you know, so I just wasn't surprised. So it's like, I didn't even care to look into it because either way it went in my mind, it was bullshit. So I'm like, I'm not even going to research it because it's bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? But for those who, you know, weren't sure or didn't really understand, like, what they was actually contesting. And we talking about some fucking seconds about, like, that's crazy. Not even the fact that she didn't deserve the score.
Right. No, she deserved the score.
Wow.
It was the seconds. It was shitty. It was just shitty.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't have no other words for it.
Wow. That's crazy. So not to so I'm gonna do a quick transition and I'll talk about another great Sha'Carri. I just want to say when she ran that relay, those 4 Black women.
Yes.
I'm not even going to say girls. Those 4 Black magic women who win our relationship. I just want to say I was in the nail shop.
Oh God, girl, was you screaming and hollering hold in the
on,
nail shop?
Hold on, no, hold on. I was in the nail shop, and my nail shop, they had just got a TV in there, right? I don't know if they got the TV for the Olympics or what. I don't know, because they could barely understand English. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I was I was in the Olympics. I just might be with that breakdancing. Oh, we'll get back to that. But look, so look, y'all, I done found some new buttons. Can y'all tell?
Lord, y'all. Lord.
Okay, hold on.
Prepare to be sick of Miss Bates. Okay, but keep going.
Okay, let me get back to Shikari. I'm in a nail shop, okay, getting my nails done, and then they about to race. And so I'm looking, and I'm seeing them go. I see the first black girl go. Then I see the second black girl go. Then I see the third, and then I see Shikari. And when I see Shikari run, and she turned around and did that look like, bitch, please.
Honey, like, you see my win?
Nigga!
you see my win, honey.
You would think with my loud ass, you would think that I was up there screaming and hollering. You know what I did? No lie. Cried.
Oh my God.
No lie. I'm saying, oh my goodness. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I didn't do hella much. Well, it wasn't even intentionally. Like, it's nothing I had to think about. Like, oh, I don't want to get screaming and hollering. But I think what it was for me, it was me and there, black. One other black girl. Everybody else in that nail shop was white. No one clapped or cheered. Right? When that happened, no one clapped or cheered. Who did clap? Who did stand up and clear though and cheer was one of the nail techs in there who was Vietnamese, but he got up and he did clap and cheer. I cried. The other black girl in there, she was clapping him loud. But when I tell you, nobody else in there who was, you know, white people and maybe, right, you know, Latins, one, two, three Latin people, they just looked and was like,
It's not the same. That's why.
My first reaction was tears because I'm like, we did that. It's like that win I felt was for all of us, especially given
her background. My God. Okay, wait a minute. I really got to break something down with this race. Okay, please. If you don't understand, run it. Okay, because if you really watched it, Shikari had to make up so much. Like, literally, she had to gain so much wind to run past because they were behind. Because when you really watch the slow-mo of the passes, the pass from the one girl to Shikari was not smooth. Mm. So when it's not smooth, you have to make up so much more on your pace when you're running. So when I tell you she has so much that she had to make up, and she did that. Like, she did that and still had time enough to look back and say, you see my win with
you
her
see
look. It was, yes, like, oh my God, she was literally, and the thing was, though, what made that magical, it wasn't just about her gaining that. It was about the fact of she the girl that be up in there with the wigs and the braids and all the 50 million different colors. She the girl
like,
be up in there
Flo
with her long old nails.
FloJo.
That the
just reminded me of FloJo.
Yeah, that, exactly.
The only difference is FloJo didn't have different wigs, but she had the nails, she had the makeup. Like,
the jewelry, all the stuff. And the thing was, though, they got on her. They, like, was on her line about all these things. And then here she was. And mind you, y'all, they did this race in the rain, okay?
Yeah. So, I didn't even know. Hold on. Get this. I didn't even notice that it was raining until I want to say I seen a clip. Like, because I went back because I watched it initially live. And then I was like so moved by it. I came back and I was telling my partner, Rachel, I was telling her about it and I watched it with her again. That's when I was like, wait a minute, it's raining, it's wet.
Yes.
That gave it a whole nother vibe.
Yes. They just went in there and said, we got this. Oh, they man. Was like, we holding on. It was like, it wasn't nothing that was going to bring them down, period.
It was something so beautiful. And just like, I said, man, to be honest with you, I said to myself, like, wow, we are magic. Even that guy in that one, I don't know what race it was, but he was way behind. And I said, now that was nothing but the Holy Spirit. that pushed him up in front. It's like he almost said, it's almost like he said, okay, I'm about to let y'all get ahead of me because I'm going to pace myself. But when that finish line get closer, that's when I'm going to really put on my speed. Dude, he came out of nowhere. Everybody thought he was about to lose.
And it, out of nowhere.
For sure didn't think he was going to lose.
Out of nowhere.
Okay.
Out of nowhere. You, honey, the way he came up, you would have thought that if the ancestors was on his back pushing.
I hate I can't remember his name. God, I hate that.
I cannot either at this moment. Oh, God. I want to call him something else, but I know that's not his name.
I do not want to. Yeah, I don't even want to try just in case it's not the right person. But y'all know, if y'all watch the Olympics, y'all can go back and watch. He's been all over social media and the news because of his, like, amazing freaking comeback. Like, he was so far behind. No,
I told y'all the comeback stories of this Olympics was amazing.
My God, was amazing. Was amazing. Like, it was moving. It was moving. At least it moved me. Now, can we just get on one of the things?
Okay, first of all, wait, before you even get started, I want to precursor this with, I don't know why in my mind, I'm just going to let y'all know this, I don't know why in my mind that, you know, kind of like past, like, tennis, track and field, gymnastics, and I do know that there's like, what is there? There's like softball and basketball. Yeah, I kind of didn't think it was no other sports up in there because I don't really watch past that. So I didn't even know this was a thing.
Then there was breakdancing.
No.
It was breakdancing. And it was interesting.
You know, I'm just going to be very clear, y'all. I want to be very clear, okay? We're not talking about, like, breakdancing like they used to do in the 80s that used to be lit, okay?
No, wait a minute. That's not true. Let me tell you. What's fucked up about her is that who the fuck wanted to go? Everything has been... Look, you didn't even think about that, did you?
I did not. Because all I could think was is, I said, I done been to the ballroom and they did better moves than this.
They said she was 16th place out of, I believe, 16 people. So she was last. What's fucked up? We don't even know who won the gold for it. She took, so, what's her name? Raygon?
I don't know.
Raygo? Ragu?
Whatever.
She took so much of the spotlight. You know what's fucked up? If you look at it in retrospect, it's almost like she was the winner. You get what I'm saying? She,
yeah, because everyone's most... talking about it.
Everybody's talking. We don't even know who won the gold, the silver, the bronze, and fucking
nothing. We don't even know the countries that was on the podium. And I think you know why. I think we flabbergasted, Julia. I think we're flabbergasted because we like, dude, I know a whole crackhead on the block that do better than that.
Dude, my little cousin Jordan, when he was fucking 4, you remember when he used to have that cousin, and he'd be like, I'm about to dance. And then they, you know, those little kids that they start breakdancing on the floor, just twirling and jumping around. Like, she did that. Like, what she did, my cat Thor does that. Like, he does those same moves when he wants to get pet. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some of the moves she did, I do in the bedroom. I'm like, well, shit, if I would have known this would have got Olympic status, I should have been in the Olympics. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm really being serious, y'all. I'm telling you, I know some strippers with some better moves.
Oh, my God. And did you hear that she's a professor?
Of what?
Of music and dance.
Girl, I thought you was going to say some grace and say English. But,
no.
Okay.
No.
I'm really serious.
No, it's been all over the internet. Like, look her up. She is actually a professor of, like, music and dance. I want to say it specifies and specializes in breakdancing or something. Kid you not. And then somebody tried to say, well, maybe that's how they breakdance in Australia. And I'm like, oh, this is my...
No.
Here's the question. does she have to beat out?
That's what I'm saying.
To the Olympics. I want to see them. I want to see.
That's what I'm saying.
I want to see what they break dancing look like. I want to see the people she had to beat to even get to the Olympics. Because you telling me it was worse than that?
That?
What was they doing? Double dutch? Like, was they doing? Like, what was they doing? Hopscotch?
No, wait, hold like, on. Hold saying, on. Like, wait a minute. Hold doing? On. Hold on. Don't disrespect my double dutch because people over here right now are doing it.
Pop-ups. Wait right, back. I know.
Oh, I don't know what she was doing.
I want Foursquare in the next Olympics.
And I think she could get better than that.
I have a warm one from Foursquare. You see this knot on my finger? That's from Foursquare. I was playing. I will never forget this day. I was in the sixth grade.
Girl,
and
okay.
Everybody, no. Don't do that. Don't do that. Everybody wanted me on their team because I was real serious about it. I didn't play around with the Foursquare. So my thing is, if we can go and do shit like that with breakdance, hit Foursquare in, I will bring back the gold.
Y'all, she didn't even say chess or checkers. She said Foursquare. I hope y'all heard that. I hope y'all heard that. Okay?
Listen.
Foursquare. Yes and yes. Just in case you need some little refreshment, okay? We are talking about the yellow thing with the mini holes, and it was blue and green little discs that you put it. Yes, that's what she's talking about.
I'm just saying.
Foursquare. Huh?
I'm just saying. Apparently, due to, they saying it's not because of her. But apparently they are not going to have breakdancing in the 2020-28 Olympics.
Yeah, don't lie. Y'all know it's because of her. You know what's messed up is? It's probably some people out there right now that she probably ruined their dreams.
This is what I want. Can I give my audience a homework assignment? Sam, let me see. Can we do that? Because I would like to do that. Can someone, after you hear this, my one or two people out, my one or two listeners,
shut up. Oh my God! That's not what we gonna have after they shadow ban us with this.
I have a homework assignment. I would like for you, anyone out there, to send us on our social medias. All Talk No Chaser, my own personal social media, Instagram, whatever. Send me see who won. Rocks. Who won the gold, silver, and bronze for the breakdance? I would like to show them some reverence because you talking about overshadowed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's messed up.
No, it is. It really is. It's
fucked up. Because we don't.
No, it really is. Because, you know, what if in their mind they were like, oh, I go to win this gold and breakdance and, you know, I might land a commercial.
Trained for 4 years.
Right.
Trained for 4 years. Hello? Because every Olympic is every 4 years. Trained right. for 4 years mm-hmm. breakdancing, hoping that, hey, like you said, let me get in the, I might get a commercial for shoes.
Right, might get a little movie spot, movie something.
Movie spot, yes. What you call it, background dancers or whatever. Right. And here we go with Rogaine.
Right. Rogaine. Oh my God. Wait a minute. Was she losing her hair too?
Well, we know she lost the breakdancing competition.
Oh, my God.
We do know.
Oh, my God. Okay. I mean, not trying to be funny, them giving her a campaign because she's her here at
all. And then you can go ahead and thank All Talk No Chaser for that. Because right.
Oh my God.
Oh. Honey child. Besides that, the Olympics was great. And I just want you to know in 2020, yeah, you know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be in LA. Just know. You know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be in LA. Be in LA. Now, I'm going to go to a game. Nah. Can't afford that. But I'm going to be amongst the greats.
Okay.
I'm going to be amongst the greats. And before we end this segment, I want to give a shout out to our USA team with LeBron, with Steph, woo! With KD. Like, and then people was getting on LeBron for getting most valuable player, but I'm sorry, he deserved it because he was hot in every single game. Steph showed up and showed out the last two, but he was hot every single game. And that's why also, he got MVP.
Let's give it up to KD because I believe he is the most decorated basketball player because he has four Olympic gold medals. Yeah, so we got to give it up to KD, but
we got to give it up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely amazing job on a part. Steph was definitely stepping.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, he was like, hold on, wait,
Curry everywhere.
He thought I was finished.
He was dashing at Curry everywhere. Yeah. LeBron was Bronnying. Beasting, goating. You know, and I'm not even just a LeBron fan like that, but I give credit where credit is due. You feel me? Just point period. I give credit where credit is due. I mean,
definitely.
Excuse me. The US team, the USA team did their thing. And again, Black Magic. Once again, I mean, oh, baby, they mad.
Yeah, oh, they big mad, honey, because it was so much Black girl magic, Black boy joy up in there.
Oh, wait, hold on, you ready for this?
Don't let our next president be a Black woman.
Oh, honey. Honey. Okay.
But I'm going to keep it real. I think the Olympics was just setting up for the inevitable. Okay? Just pretty much putting the stamp. Like, look, I'm just going to get this Black girl magic started right now.
Baby.
Listen. I'm just saying. It's already
I'm sorry,
prepping
us. I mean, I'm just going to put it out there. Whether you are a Kamala fan or not, honey, the polls say she might go ahead and win this thing.
I'm not a big fan of her. I'm just going to keep it real. When she initially was running back when it was like Biden and I think Hillary and then she ended up dropping out because her numbers wasn't looking good, you know, and then I voted for Hillary back then. But anyway, oh no, that was when she was running with Trump. I'm sorry. When it was Biden and Kamala, and then she ended up not going for presidency, and he ended up choosing her for vice. I wasn't a big fan of her even then, but when you put her up against Trump, it's just the choice is obvious. I
mean, right.
The choice is obvious. I mean, and Trump, when he got pinched on his ear, and y'all know, pinched. It was a pinch.
It wasn't even a pinch.
It was
a dust.
Him getting up, holding up the Black Power fist. I want to Black Power his face because I'm like, how dare you, sir? What?
First, Julia, let's really talk about this scene. I really want to talk about this scene. You guys, I really want to talk about this scene.
Sir.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, okay? It was definitely, I'm definitely going to let you know this. It was definitely not an Oscar worthy performance,
not at all.
But it was definitely giving to be top 10, okay? Because there is no way, and I'm going to break it down to you why this is, why I say it's a performance. If you go back to when he was running against Joe Biden the first time, there was a point where he was, I don't know where he was at and what, you know, conference he was doing or whatever, you know, he was going to go speak. Someone threw a shoe at him. The Secret Service moved so damn fast, you couldn't even see what the hell was going on. He didn't even know what was going on because he was going down that fast.
Oh my God.
But you mean to tell me that this time, when this was a gun that was supposedly supposed to be killing him, that grazed, okay? Because when I say pinch, I'm talking about it brushed his ear.
I was at least giving him a pinch.
Okay.
I was at least giving him a pinch. His
ear, okay? And just to be clear, because people be like, but there was blood. Just to be clear, even when a bullet grazed you, sweetheart, it still gets your skin, okay?
Yeah.
It still can draw blood, okay? Because it's going that fast.
What's that called again? A paper scratch?
Paper cut.
There you go.
I'm telling you, maybe that's what we'll say. Okay,
you will bleed with a paper cut.
Okay, all right. So he got a bullet scratch. That's what he got.
Girl.
So I'm telling you that you mean to tell me that he had time enough for the Secret Service before they kind of even took him down to put a fist in the air and do all that, but yet when it was a shoot,
baby,
he didn't even have time to blink.
He plays.
Y'all better stop playing with me, okay?
He plays too much.
I'm just saying, okay. I mean, if you want, you know, a movie deal with Tyler Perry, sir, just go ask him.
Tyler, come on, Tubi. That was a Tubi. Come on.
What?
Tubi. I'm surprised you didn't get back up black.
What?
Because you know how Tubi changed the characters.
I mean, he changed the character in a minute. Amber Rose, you know, being the spokesperson for black people. Girl.
Baby. I said, what is happening?
What?
And the fact that people was offended, who even gives a fuck about her that much? I don't care about her that much to be offended. Like, I didn't. Who is she again?
Like, but my thing was, though, how you go from being a spokesperson for women to being pro-Trump? How?
For the right price, she bust the right speech.
That's what I said.
Oh, no, that was cute.
Oh my God. I'm like, okay, just you got a paycheck and keep it pushing.
I mean, we all know that's what it was about. That girl ain't doing it now. I mean, what was she doing before? Was she a stripper? What was she? Was she Kanye's girlfriend? I mean, what was her role before?
She was someone on OnlyFans. Okay. That's what she was doing.
Yeah, she needed the money. Yeah. She's such a nobody. Like, out here, girl, do what you need to do. Do your thing. Get your money. I wasn't even mad. Like, again, like somebody said, like, who is she? Like, who is she? Kanye's ex. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. What did kind of irritate me? I ain't even gonna lie. To see Megan Thee Stallion perform at
Oh my God.
I was like, I would have rather Kendrick Lamar. They not like us.
Right. Or even better yet, I actually, if somebody tried to question me on this, I said, I think she would have even been better having Cardi B because Cardi B has actually been very politically active.
She actually
has been very politically active. Like, even like the first couple times she was on there, she was very supportive. She wanted Bernie. That's who she said had on there. You know, she's
actually been.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Versus when, first of all, at any other time, when has Megan, when has Amber, when have any of these people been like, oh, you know, I'm having just...
It was just shaking of the ass for me.
Politics. That's what I was saying.
This is my thing. It's not even so much that it was Megan. It was the song that she chose. to rap. And I know she ain't a rapper. I mean, I think pretty much all her songs were shaking ass, but it was just weird. Like,
where was... Now, don't get me wrong. I'm pretty sure this was Kamala's PR team, just because Megan's very popular, you know, all the things. And also, I really want to say, this is just a personal opinion. I think because, you know, she's supposed to also cater because she is a Southeast Asian person, because Megastar has this song with an Asian individual, that's what it's supposed to give. And that's what it's supposed to be connecting to. But
no, friend, it sounds like you might be reaching.
No. I think they were reaching, and that's their thought pattern. Because I'm telling you, this is what they do. They do the thought pattern. They sit there and they be like, oh, who's really popular right now with this group of individuals? And that's how they'll go pick them. I'm telling you, that's how they do it. They don't do nothing without doing some kind of focus group. And I'm telling you, the focus group chose Megan Thee Stallion. And they messed up because everybody else is like, who's actually political, is like, what's happening here? They lost. Everybody was lost, just like you. Just like you was like, what?
I was like, that white man and Megan, when she was taking that ass, he took it out of videotape, and he was loving every second of it. He got his money worth.
Because his two colors was coming out. That's baby. What happened. Okay. His true colors was coming out. That's what happened.
What I am anticipating is this debate. Because, ooh. We going, y'all. I'm going to actually make sure I watch it for real.
So I'm going to watch it for real and give y'all the tea. Okay, that's what's gonna really going to happen.
Y'all have an episode of All Talk No Chaser after that damn debate. I believe, Sammy C, ain't it September 4th, ain't it?
Yes, I believe so. That's September. Usually when they do it. It's usually around September. So basically, let me give y'all a gist. First of all, I want to say, because usually they have more than one, and usually there is one they would have already done, right? Mm-hmm. But Trump and his team keeps canceling, and I know why they're canceling, because he's everything they had gathered was to be against Biden.
Yeah.
So now they gotta go and they gotta rethink in the team of what they gonna do
and make sure that he says the right thing, so he won't sound and look like a blubbering idiot.
Right, which exactly.
I believe he goes off script anyway. So.
Right, he does. He does. He always goes off script. So we can just count on that. First of all, just on that point alone, it's going to be entertainment. Just because we always know he goes off script. Because, first of all, the way he went off script for that, like, I don't know if y'all watched it, for that Black journalist panel that he was on. Woo!
The way he got that Black woman?
Yes!
Yo.
The way he got at her was so disrespectful. Let me see, put in your
calendar ASAP, September 5th, we will be doing the next All Talk.
So y'all heard that, right? So we gonna have it for you so we can get it together. So, because it is gonna be entertaining, okay?
Oh,
be ready, God. All right?
Yes, be ye ready!
Yes. Oh my God. Okay, because there will be jokes.
Well,
all
it's
right?
Gonna be jokes. It's gonna he a joke, they're a joke, everywhere joke. You know, I'm gonna be still playing with my buttons over here. You know, okay. Like
look. Okay.
I cannot wait. It's gonna be entertaining, guys. Like it's gonna be real entertaining. It's September 4th, I believe, is a Wednesday. So guys, please get your calendar or your reminders out. Remind yourself so you can watch it too, just so you will know what we talking about when we be talking about it on that episode of All Talk No Chaser. Because, woo, that's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. But the moral of this segment is to you guys, y'all get out there and vote,
please.
Oh, Sammy, see, give them a little gist of the 2020. What was that? The 20.
Okay, all right. Are y'all ready?
This. We talked about this.
I don't think y'all really ready to really know what this about to be about, because look,
what's it called again? The
It's called Project 2025, okay?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So, I just want y'all to understand, although it's called Project 2025, I know you're like, yo, how do you put this together and it's only for next year? That's because this really has been out for years.
Yeah. They already some of it's already started.
Right. Some of it's already started. For instance, technically, reversing Roe versus Wade was a part of the Project 2025, mm-hmm. okay? And I want y'all to understand, this is a 900 plus manifesto.
Mm.
Okay. So it's not like, yeah, no, I mean, cause essentially that's what it is. It's a manifesto. Okay. All right.
That's a real word.
Yeah. Okay. In other words, it's what they're trying to manifest. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So this is a 900 plus of what they want to happen. Okay. So, one of the major takeaways that I got from it is, one, you know, they basically they want to take food assistance away from 40 million people. You guys, so, and I know a lot of people might be thinking, okay, well, you know, look, we ain't got to be giving all these people food stamps, but you got to remember that don't just include food stamps. When you think about food assistance, you have to understand that also includes free meals at schools.
Yeah, that I didn't also even think includes, about that.
It also includes Meals on Wheels for elderly people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It also includes WIC for mothers mm-hmm. that need help. And I'm sorry, y'all know how these grocery bills looking. Y'all know how much this formula is. Ridiculous. They need help. So it's like, I mean, my God, I make pretty decent money. And I'm sitting over here like, if I had a kid right now, I'd be like, I need WIC. Because that's how much formula is.
I need WIC right now. I ain't got no kid, okay?
Right. Like, it's ridiculous. So, like, I mean, so you got to understand, like, that's like a major part of it. That's the other thing. The other thing is that, okay, so definitely a part of 2025, you see how they already reversed Roe v. Wade. But now, you know, if you live in certain states, i.e. we live in California, we fine. Because, mm-hmm. you know, we're very democratic over here. But if they were in control, it would really be a complete reversal. And just to be clear, if you don't understand what that means, I want you thinking in your mind, okay, so what? These people shouldn't be, you know, killing babies. Look, first of all, that's propaganda talk in the first place when they say stuff like this. Second of all, that doesn't include abortion just the way you think of it. That also includes if, let's say I was having a woman, and I will be very honest with y'all, this actually did happen to me. I had a miscarriage. And in having the miscarriage, I don't know what happened, but I just never stopped bleeding. Hmm. Like, I never stopped. It really went on for like 6 weeks. I let it go on that long. Oh, I know, God. I'm crazy, y'all. I don't know why I let it go on so long. So I finally went in there. And part of the reason why I went in there is because I felt so weak. And I said, what the heck is going on with me? And the doctor said, oh, they were like, your body didn't naturally pass everything. She was like, so I just need to cut out some of the skin that was left. Wow. So therefore your body will stop. But you guys, you have to understand that cutting out of the skin, that's an abortion. Wow. So in those states where they have these abortion rules, there would be doctors that'd be like, no, I can't afford.
So my question is, let's say, like you said,
I would have bled to death, in other words.
Wow. Okay.
I would have bled to death if I was in one of those states. Like, you got to understand that also what's included in Roe v. Wade is access to contraception. So that means birth control pills that you take, or if you have an IUD, gone.
That's crazy.
So y'all got to really start thinking about this, like, in a real way. It's not just, like, simple, like, oh, okay, I don't see that big deal. Like, no, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal with the things they're trying to do. The other thing is that's also included in that is, hey, so if you're in one of these states, i.e. California, and your school gives money to dreamers, meaning parents that were not born in this country, but they were born in this country, they would slash the funds to your state college that you get. So a lot of the schools, a lot of their funds would get slashed, and y'all would not no longer get funding just because they offer it to dreamers. The other thing is, i.e. listen up, if you're somebody, you know, you work with Julia, so that means y'all work for public transportation.
Mm.
I know how you think in your mind, you think, oh, the state is what pays for public transportation.
No.
But although that's true, your state or even your local public transportation essentially gets their money from the federal government.
Yes.
It's all in a budget.
Especially Bart.
They want to slash a huge amount of funds that go to public transportation. That would mean a huge amount of loss of jobs. You're talking about a lot of loss of jobs here. They already started because they started cutting DEI, just in case you don't know what DEI is, okay? That means diverse and equity inclusion, okay? Mm. So a lot of jobs where they were like, we need to start including Black people. Black people need to be in these places, in these spaces. They already done started taking that away. Okay, y'all, next on list, I know y'all think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you I'm right. What's next on that list is, honey, they're going to go back and say, hi, only Black people can marry Black people. Only white people can marry white people. It's on the list. Okay, so look, I want y'all to really start thinking. When I say this project is extreme,
yeah,
it's extreme, okay? Yeah. And there's a lot of losses, not just like where you think, and just when you have to think about like that, that's a lot of jobs. You know what that leads to? Essentially, that's a recession. Because when you have that much loss, it's going to be a recession. Like, so I'm just saying it's very serious. You really should think about it. They have tons of stuff on the internet. You ain't got to read the full 900 and something pages, okay? They have videos where you could break it down. Yeah. They have, you know, where you could look at a whole, like, PDF where it's just a basic summarization of it.
Black history out of schools, which they already started that, I believe, in Florida. Yeah,
already started. That's already started. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, all of these things, that's included in kind of like the DEI, like, kind of stuff. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a lot of stuff. So I really advise y'all, please look up on this stuff. It's serious. It's a real deal thing. Y'all, it's nothing to play with.
It's nothing to play with. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. Initially, at first, I didn't really take this whole voting thing that serious. I'm keep it real, because I just felt like, well, between Biden and Trump, I'm like, I'm gonna go in and write my own name in and vote for myself, because neither one of these fools, you know. But like, as I start getting more into it, understanding more of what's going on and things like that, me having a great friend like Sammy C, who can break shit down to me, help me understand things that's going on, I'm like, oh, okay, this ain't no joke. I need to be voting for Kamala for sure. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I try not to be that voter that's like, oh, I'm voting Democrat because that's how I was raised to vote. Like, no, because if it was a good Republican candidate,
I would be voting Republican.
Yeah, I would have been voting Republican. Yeah. So I'm not, this is understand, I'm not that person that's like, oh, I'm voting Democrat because they for the Black folks or they for the poor people. No. You know what I'm saying? As I've gotten older and just understanding the whole political parties and stuff like that, like if it was a good like Republican candidate that had some fucking sense, then I'd be voting Republican. But in this case, that is not the situation.
The case.
That is not the case. And so I'm for sure Kamala all the way. And again, I am not one to tell anyone how they should use their right to vote.
Never going to do that.
At all. I'm just telling you how I'm using my right to vote. You know what I mean? And what's the best decision for me.
And even more specifically, what I'm telling y'all is, this is what I'm going to say to you. Let's say you go up in there, you don't vote for a president at all. I don't care. But you know what I do want you to do? Is if you have anybody running in your Senate, Congress, anything like that, that's where you need to vote. Because honestly, that's who make and break the laws, okay? The president just signed off on them.
Right.
I'm just letting you know that's what makes or breaks it. So if you could go up there and be like, you know what, I don't like either one of these choices. I don't want to vote for nobody. Okay, fine. Look, but I will say, please, if you have anybody running Senate, Congress, look up on who the best person for you to vote.
For sure. Your state senates, your local congressmen and stuff like that. Like those to me is almost more important than the president is.
They are.
Situation. Yeah.
And if you ask me, they are.
Yeah. And they don't, and what's unfortunate is they don't really preach that in schools. It's a lot of stuff they don't preach in schools nowadays.
Right. Exactly.
We're going to leave that one alone too. But ladies and gentlemen, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know what? I want to give y'all a round of applause. Can I give y'all? I want to give my two listeners a round of applause. Can I? You're great. You are amazing. We love you.
We're going to have people in the comments talking about is I'm one of the two listeners.
You are great. You are amazing. If no one has told any of my one or two listeners today, that you are amazing. You are great. You are beautiful.
You are worthy.
You are worthy. Say that. You are worthy. Me and Sammy C is letting you know that today. Like, and we need to do that more often with just one another, period. So when you see your brother or your sister in the street, give them a word of affirmation. I'm like, girl, the glasses is cute on you. Girl, you look good. Oh, girl, that skin is beautiful. I'm good for that. I'm good for that. Because when I make somebody smile, it makes me smile. So therefore, it's like a two-way street there, you know? So do that. It's okay. I also want to say, you guys, I can't say this enough. You want to be on? Send us a little message. Something. We want you on. We want to kiki with everybody.
Yes, you know we saying? Do. As you can see, it's going to be laugh, jokes, and a good time.
Oh, my God. If you want to be on the September 5th show, and hopefully you watch the debate, because that's what we're going to be talking about, because we know it's going to be a lot to talk about. Like, please, come on, join us. If not, then it'll just be me and Sammy C in your ear once again, and we okay with that, too. You feel me? But we've been gone so long, we want to leave you y'all a good hour of a show, and that's what we did. And we just want to thank you guys just for tuning in and listening to us. We appreciate y'all. And we're going to go ahead and leave it at that and just say thank y'all so much for tuning in.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All talking about changes. Sammy, see, is there anything you want to say last?
I just want to say, you know, y'all, thank you so much for being supportive of us and understanding that our life sometimes be laughing a little more than what we like.
Yay.
But y'all still remain here with us, still remain loyal. And so, you know, we're going to try to be a little more loyal to you and show up more often. Okay. Yay. So just know that this season, we're going to try to show up and show out.
And I just want to reiterate one more time about that homework assignment. If anyone, please, I want to show reverence to these people in the breakdancing. Please, who won gold, who won silver, and who won bronze? Because in our next show, we're going to call their names out. And we're going to give them the credit that they deserve because they were overlooked by Rogaine. And that's not right.
Y'all, excuse my friend, she ain't shit. Anyway. Please excuse me. I'll just say. She's going to help herself.
Bye, y'all. We love y'all. Thank you for listening. We're all talking those things in.